Ian Taylor is joining us in a moment. Sir Ian Taylor. He has decided to pull back from some of the mahi he is doing, the unintended consequences of the new government. It's a piece that he has penned. He writes that he's resigning from the boards that are made up of some of the most inspirational, selfless, dedicated people he's had the privilege of working alongside. One was Mike Kingsarm, Hope Gumboot Friday. The other, the advisory board of an organisation called Product Accelerator. He says he is so concerned by what he is seeing, but doesn't want to compromise some of his roles, and therefore has decided in the best interests of freedom of speech that he might pull back from a couple of those. Thanks for joining us on the program, Ian. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā, good morning.
I've enjoyed your social commentary, and morphed into political commentary too, over the last few years, but to retain that sort of independence, you think it's best not to be on some of the organisation's boards that you've been involved with. Take up the stage for a moment, please, and tell us why you've made these decisions.
Well, I guess it's a cautious step, and you know, there's more than the current government. I mean, we saw it with the last government with Rob Campbell, when you know it would appear that I'm fearful that there's risks of jeopardising what support organisations might give if anybody on that group speaks out about stuff that might appear to be contrary to what the current government, you know, the governments of the day are doing. And I just thought I had to make a decision. You know, it was amazing that within the first week of this coalition, Mike King's organised, you know, I Am Hope, was given 18 million, 6 million over 3 years. And I remember thinking, you know, this is just fabulous stuff being done. But then I was faced with the conundrum of a number of things, you know, the smoking regulation, the repeal of that, which was never discussed in any of the elections. Then Winston's just blatant attack on the press, New Zealand On Air, other people, and it just seemed to escalate. You can see the discussions and debate being raised about the treaty, many of which, you know, I think are valid. But it would appear that if you're on any of advisory groups these days or boards that are reliant on or you know, supported by government, you just have to keep quiet. And that's not something I could do. And I felt like if I'd stayed quiet, I had just been bought for 18 pieces of silver.
Tēnā koe. Well, I respect your decision there. It's not so much about you, but you don't want the pressure being put on the organisations that your board membership, of those organisations represented by your board membership.
Yeah,
it's a principled move. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, it is. And I'm not going to stop the mahi. You know, the stuff the Product Accelerator are doing is amazing. And Mike, it's so that doesn't stop. But I had to make a call. It was really odd. I saw the stuff about the smoking and the really weird reasons for giving it. You know, that suddenly there was this. You know, we were in it. I remember when the first goal was set for smoking. I thought, gee, that's optimistic. You'll never pull that off. But the move that they took to do it was so bold that the world is looking at it. And the idea that, you know, in 10, 15 years' time, that intergenerational thinking, our tamariki just will not be smoking, was just fabulous. But the reason that was given, that said, we're worried that shops will be ram raided, you know, on the one hand, we were voting because they were coming in confident that they would stop the ram raids, and suddenly they change an entire strategy because they're fearful of the ram raids, which they said they could stop. You know, and so it's very hard to sit here and listen to those things and not say something. And, I mean, I think I'd have a responsibility because, you know, people like the Herald and stuff and yourself have given me a platform, and I just felt that it's my responsibility to use it. People don't have to agree with me, but we have to have the discussions. I mean, I'd love to sit with some of the politicians and talk about ways we could help with the education, ways we could help with, you know, a whole lot of things, ways we could help with climate change. You know, just this wonderful thing that seems to be being ignored. But there is a Maori businessman, Wayne Mulligan, who's at COP23 just now giving a keynote speech about how New Zealand can lead the world in what we do with our forests for biochemistry. That's the sort of stuff we should be talking about. Those are the sort of people the government should be talking to.
It felt as though your willingness to go public and criticise what at the time was almost from the dark ages, really, where we just sort of cocooned ourselves. You said that there's a better way to go. And after that, they stopped talking to you, the government. So it comes with a cost, doesn't it, personally? And well, I guess for the organisations that you've been involved in, too, you didn't want to bring that sort of heat on them.
No, well, I'm more hopeful that, I mean, I don't know that the government stopped talking. I mean, that's what I worry about. It just seems that when politicians are questioned about something, it's the doors start to get shut. Well, let's shut. At least that's what I saw in the last government. Like, it would be wonderful if it didn't happen with this time round. But, you know, I think when you've seen what has happened to people who speak out, people are on board to actually speak about something that is totally separated for why they're on that board. That seems odd as well. So it appears that you get bought by the government. If you take up a board position somewhere, you then have to stay quiet, even when you firmly believe that something they're doing needs to be questioned. And I think you get a better kind of democracy when people are allowed to question things. I always tell the story about Amy Adams, and if I may, I'd do it again. But I remember being at odds with Amy Adams over the Maori claim for 4G, I think it was at the time. And I wrote some articles and stepped up, you know, attacking the government for their 30 million payoff. And I called it 30 pieces of silver. And Amy gave me a call and she said, look, can you be in Wellington sometime? And I said, yeah, why? She said, I'd love to have a chat about this. And I remember walking into her office and it was just the two of us. And she said, look, we're obviously on the opposite end of the argument here. Just a wee reminder, I am the minister. So now you've got 45 minutes to change my mind. And I still don't know to this day whether I changed her mind about anything. But just the fact that she was willing to listen is what gave me hope for her, at least, as a politician.
Well, I want to wish you well. And I look forward to your commentary. And I look forward to you having the freedom to express yourself here on our program as well, Ian.
Well,
so,
is there one more thing I could say?
Please.
You just had John on. You know, one of the things I think's happened to MMP is that we've seen parties like ACT, Te Patai Māori, and the Greens, instead of taking opportunity to MMP, where you could bring a voice for specific causes to the table, they've gone into the MMP mode where they have taken, like ACT's gone right to the right, the others have gone left of the left, so that you've only got one choice, and it's the first past the post. If one of those two major parties gets past the post, then that's where it is. Imagine what, and you know, I was so impressed with Peter Sharples and I saw the work he did because I worked alongside him. When he took the step and went, I can work with Labour, I can work with National, I'm going to represent our people. And the most important thing about MMP is you have to be in a position where you get to think. And you know, so far, the only party that's done that is Winston. But so, you know, it's kind of like, if we want a Māori voice at the table, if we want a climate change voice at the table, which we all do, both of those, we need to know that we're not going to go right or left. We are going to sit and argue our case logically, reasonably, and always have a seat at the table.
Tēnā koe, as always, wishing you well. Tiri and Taylor joining us to discuss his recent decision to step aside from a couple of the boards he has been on so he can still maintain his editorial independence. Mauri ori ka koe. Thanks again, Ian. You're with Urban Māori Radio. Thank you, mate. 603, it's 839.